unless they're destroyed or no longer usable. Supreme Court nominee Harriet Myers on Capitol Hill for a third straight day today, looking for support among conservative senators. Senate Judiciary Committee member John Cornyn, who's known the White House counsel for 15 years, is calling her, quote, the right person for the job. But one prominent conservative senator making it clear he has doubts, Republican Trent Lott, says there are, quote, a lot more people who are more qualified based on their experience. The National Right to Life Committee released a statement praising George Bush's record of appointing judges who strictly interpret the law as opposed to those who legislate from the bench. The anti-abortion group said it believes Harriet Myers will do the same. The Christian Coalition, who also signaled that Myers would be an excellent addition to the high court and that all Americans would be proud of her. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says support for Myers will grow after senators study her record of accomplishment, as he called it. Meanwhile, Harriet Myers is among a group of congregants of a Dallas evangelical church who recently broke away due to differences over church rules and worship styles. Myers has worshipped as a Catholic and attended Episcopalian and Presbyterian services. Her church supposedly opposes abortion, and a friend indicated Myers shares those views, including the belief that life begins at conception. A federal versus state battle over an assisted suicide law waged before the Supreme Court today. The Bush administration asking justices to let it stop an Oregon law allowing doctor-assisted suicides by preventing doctors from using drugs to help terminally ill patients end their lives. As the administration sees it, the use of those drugs is covered by the Federal Controlled Substances Act. Authorities in Iraq reported deadly bombing at a Shiite mosque south of Baghdad. At least 25 people were killed. The blast targeted the mosque entrance as worshippers gathered for prayers toward the end of the day's Ramadan fast. Police investigating whether the blast came from a bomb that was planted at the scene. The explosion in a Shiite town that's been the scene of repeated attacks. 5 days ago, 10 people died nearby. This is Air America Radio News.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711.
My name is Mike Bloyd. This is Air America. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to be joined in about 20 minutes by a woman named Sansara Taylor. She is the spokesperson for The World Can't Wait. Are you familiar with this? On November 2nd, coming, no work, no school. The idea is to gather in town squares or wherever you choose, on the courthouse steps, and just make a statement that we can't continue like this with the Bush crime family. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, you know, I can't take off work. What are you going to do, Malloy? Are you coming into work? Yeah, we'll be in that night, won't we? What is it, a Wednesday, Kathy? November 2nd? I think it's a Wednesday. I don't know. But it is an attempt to call attention to what to the beginnings of a real resistance movement. God bless Cindy Sheehan. God bless who was it that United for Peace and Justice.org. It's all good. It's all good, okay? But a lot of people can't go to Washington, can't go to San Francisco, can't go to Crawford, Texas. A lot of us do have obligations and kids and grandkids and whatever. So what this is on Wednesday, November 2nd, is a plan to bring out millions of people, to bring people out of stunned anguish and horror into a conscious, determined resistance movement. So we're going to talk to Sansara Taylor coming up here. Now, I've been asked to announce something. This is from L.A. For those of you who listen in Los Angeles, this coming Saturday, October 8th, Westwood Federal Building, noon until dark, a huge concert to drive out the Bush regime, all right? These are young people, musicians, partly sponsored by Not In Our Name. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's about 15 bands are going to play. And it's sponsored by Not In Our Name LA. If you want to check it out, 1 p.m. until after dark. Gather around noon, and this concert will go on all day. That's this Saturday, Westwood Federal Building in Los Angeles. I'll mention this again a little bit later on in the program tonight. I feel like an electronic bulletin board. Well, by God, that's what we are, occasionally. The item we talked about last night in Indiana, the proposed bill that would prohibit gays, lesbians, and single people from using medical science to assist them in having a child, it's been dropped by the psychopathic state senator Patricia Miller, Republican, of course, who had sponsored it. She issued a one-sentence statement today about her decision to drop the proposal. This was carried on Channel 13 WTHR in Indianapolis. Here's her statement. the issue has become more complex than anticipated and will be withdrawn from consideration by the Health Finance Commission. Why, you jackass halfwit. The issue has become more complex than anticipated? What the hell is this Henry Hyde and drag freak talking about? She was going to introduce legislation to restrict, or not restrict, deny human beings who happen to be gay, happen to be a lesbian, happen to be single, from having a child. Well, like we pointed out yesterday, this psychopathic bitch would have prohibited the Virgin Mary from getting pregnant and giving birth in Indianapolis. Am I going to call her a psychopathic bitch? Yes. Absolutely. A state senator. Good God. Well, enough pressure was applied to get her to withdraw her proposed legislation. Lady, why don't you go someplace and stick pins in yourself or something, you know? What a mean-spirited, evil old crone. Oh, my God. Sticking your face in somebody else's reproductive organs. Isn't that just typically Republican? Isn't it, huh? You freaks. Speaking of gay issues, there was a dispatch from the Associated Press. Doug Ireland sent this to me. He has his blog. A dispatch from the AP that only a handful of major dailies bothered to run. We discover here that Harriet Myers, Bush's appointee, when she was in Texas, opposed repeal of Texas's so-called sodomy law in 1989 when she sought and won a seat on the Dallas City Council. Yeah, she's been a city council member and part of the lottery commission in the state, so she's really qualified to be a Supreme Court justice. The AP reports, quote, Myers opposed repeal of the Texas sodomy statute, a law overturned in 2003 by the very court on which she will sit if confirmed, in a survey she filled out for a gay rights group during her successful 1989 campaign. Now, the survey, a lot of cities do this. The survey was conducted by a lesbian and gay coalition of Dallas. Myers said she didn't want and wouldn't seek their endorsement. She more or less told them to go pound sand up their collective body orifices. But now she's going to say, you know, she was against. Now, here's the thing. Well, I'm sure a lot of people say, oh, damn, Malloy, you're in favor of sodomy? Well, I hate the word, but hell yeah. I mean, aren't you? Good God. The Texas law, it was called the Homosexual Conduct Law. How about that? The law designated it a Class C misdemeanor when someone, quote, engages in deviant sexual intercourse with another individual of the same sex, thus prohibiting anal and oral sex between members of the same sex, but not between heterosexuals. Now, the Supreme Court, in a 6-3 majority, including Sandra Day O'Connor, voted, yeah, get rid of it. Now, you can figure out who the three were, Rehnquist, Scalia, and Uncle Clarence. But the court held, a 6-3 majority, that the Texas law was unconstitutional, under the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. You would think that Rehnquist, who never met a Negro he really liked, he did everything in his power to stop black folk from voting, where was it, in Arizona, when he was some kind of a little law or a voting a judge out there years ago. And as far as Scalia is concerned, this guy is a Opus Dei Catholic, the ones everybody crucified except other Opus Dei Catholics. And then there's Uncle Clarence, who just kind of sits there with his bobblehead and does whatever Scalia tells him to do. So 6-3 majority held the Texas law unconstitutional. Well, of course it was unconstitutional. Justice Kennedy, who wrote for the majority overturning the law, said the stigma that such laws imposed on gay people was pronounced, noting that, quote, when homosexual conduct is made criminal by the law of the state, that declaration in and of itself is an invitation to subject homosexual persons to discrimination both in the public and the private spheres. Yeah, not to mention murder and beatings. So a little bit on Miss Myers. Boy, she don't like them queers, does she? Huh? No! Don't like them queers! You know, they'll get in bed and do things to one another. makes you wonder. I'm sorry. I'm saying stuff that's offensive to some of you, but I'm sorry. I really am. It makes you wonder if Ms. Myers has ever engaged in that behavior. And if not, why not? And if she would, maybe she'd find it's really pleasurable. And to legislate against it is like legislating against eating ice cream cones. Except oral sex is not fattening. Oh, these people just, I don't know. What, I've, 9 stations just dropped the program? Well, frankly, I don't give a damn. If it's too hot in the kitchen, get out. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Can you believe these gas prices? They are really going to keep us indoors this fall.
Well, I'm tired of looking at these plain walls. They need a fresh coat of paint.
Okay, I'll go to the warehouse store and pick some up.
Oh, no. Remember what happened last time? Let's go to Ace Hardware instead. They have excellent advice, and their high-quality Ace Royal paint comes in thousands of colors.
And look at this Ace Circular promoting the Harvest of Colors paint sale in October. It says we can get $10 back by mail-in rebate for every 2 gallons of Ace Royal paint we buy, and there's no limit.
With no limit, we can paint the entire house.
Available at participating Ace Hardware stores through October 31st.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory's in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I've never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645. 888-843-5645 or visit orrick.com/relief. Thank you.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of 3 beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 22 past the hour. I got an email here from Mr. TSC who says Scalia is not part of Opus Dei. Really? I thought he was. All right. I sit corrected. I thought he was part of Opus Dei. I'll accept the correction, but we'll do some further checking. Tomorrow and Friday, program note here, tomorrow night and Friday night, I will be off. My son Christopher is getting married, and we are going to his wedding. Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay will be guest hosting for me both nights. And what's this I hear? They've got this Reverend Fred Phelps on, this gay-hating freak? Okay, well, you know, when I have substitute hosts, I have absolutely zero control over who they book or what they talk about, and that's fine with me. I mean, I have no problem with that. Air America never exercises anything even remotely resembling control over the content, tone, tempo, language, or attitude of this program. So I certainly would not expect otherwise for the people they select, the Home Office selects, to substitute for me. But Thursday and Friday, Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay will be guest hosting for me. Now, when they sat in the last time, what was that, Monday night, Kathy? The next day I got a lot of emails, very much supportive of both these guys in the program, and I had several that were very critical. But that's the way it should be, right? Bad day for the Bush crime family. Every day is a bad day for the Bush crime family, but let's see what happened today. The Bush administration's former chief procurement official was indicted by a federal grand jury on 5 felony counts of making false statements and obstructing investigations into well-connected, high-powered Republican lobbyist Jack Abramoff. When the Abramoff story, it finally comes to fruition, Truth Seeker, we are all going to sit in amazement about the evil tentacles that this filthy scum has put everywhere, even into the Christian Coalition, all over the place. It's going to be incredible. But David Safavian was charged with obstructing Senate investigations about Abramoff, on and on and on and on. Some of the stem from an August 2002 golf outing to Scotland that Safavian took with Abramoff, former Christian Coalition executive Ralph Reed, who now wants to be a lieutenant governor here in Georgia, pig, Representative Bob Ney, a Republican of Ohio, who helped destroy the electoral process in Ohio, another Republican pig. It goes on and on and on and on and on. He's indicted with 5 counts. Each count carries the top penalty, 5 years in prison, $250,000 fine. Lock this son of a bitch up. Give him a fair trial and throw him in jail. What else we got? Former Pentagon analysts on Iran pleaded guilty today to conspiring to channel classified Defense Department secrets to an Israeli embassy official and a pro-Israel lobbying group in Washington. What is up with this? How's come every time I turn around, it seems like we have a spy for Israel in our government? We have people influencing or attempting to influence the American-Israel APAC, American-Israel, what the hell is it called, Kathy? Political Action Committee is constantly trying to influence executive department decisions in this country and legislation. What is up with that? The Israeli government has 200 nuclear weapons. It is well defended. Some of his activities are absolutely criminal in the Middle East. Some of his activities are absolutely beneficial. But what's with the spying all the time? All the time. What's with the... what's going on here? Israel and Egypt are the two largest recipients of U.S. foreign aid. Constant handoff to the Egyptians and the Israelis. Lawrence Franklin told the court he spied against the United States for the Israeli government and APAC out of frustration with a particular U.S. policy in the Middle East. Well, you bastard! So you're going to... I have frustration. I'm going to spy? This criminal faces 10 years in prison and $250,000 fine. As part of his plea agreement, Lawrence Franklin agreed to cooperate in the prosecution of two recently fired officials of the powerful American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, not Political Action Committee, Public Affairs Committee. They were indicted for conspiring to receive and disseminate the information that this traitor, Lawrence Franklin, was handing off to him. What happened to the good old days when you took a traitor, a spy, out behind the barn and shot his ass? What happened with that? This guy is a former Pentagon Iran desk officer, right? Passed top classified information to two APAC officials and an undisclosed official with the Israeli embassy in Washington about U.S. government's plans or lack of plans where it concerned murdering Iranians. What is up with this?
Simon in the version, but I couldn't stand the light. And he was highly indisputable, the leader of the gang, like a bullet in a freezer. Bang, bang.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. With John Roberts starting as Chief Justice this week, many folks are worried the Supreme Court might restrict reproductive rights. But you may not realize the extent to which lawmakers and bureaucrats across the country have already restricted women's right to choose. This month, Mother Jones Magazine reports that 48 state bills restricting abortion rights were signed into law in 2005. 29 state anti-abortion bills were enacted in 2004. 20 states have considered laws permitting pharmacists to refuse birth control to women. And the FDA has still not approved the morning after pill for over-the-counter use. So, while we should be concerned about the Supreme Court's choices, we should also remember that the battle for reproductive rights is fought every day in Washington, D.C. and our home states. Read more about it in the current issue of Mother Jones Magazine. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
I'm a hypocrite. No, I'm not a vegetarian that wears leather shoes. You see, I used to smoke pot, and when I found pot in my kid's room, I confronted him about it. It would have been easier to look the other way and not feel like a hypocrite. But I'm his dad, and he's not allowed to smoke pot, period. It might be hard, but to help your kid with their problem, first you have to get over yours.
Action. The anti-drug.
Hypocritical? Yeah, that's me.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800, sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Can you believe these gas prices? They are really going to keep us indoors this fall.
Well, I'm tired of looking at these plain walls. They need a fresh coat of paint.
Okay, I'll go to the warehouse store and pick some up.
Oh, no. Remember what happened last time? Let's go to Ace Hardware instead. They have excellent advice, and their high-quality Ace Royal paint comes in thousands of colors.
And look at this Ace Circular promoting the Harvest of Colors paint sale in October. It says we can get $10 back by mail-in rebate for every 2 gallons of Ace Royal paint we buy, and there's no limit.
With no limit, we can paint the entire house.
Available to participating Ace Hardware stores through October 31st.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
every member of this administration to stay well within the boundaries that define legal and ethical conduct. This means avoiding even the appearance of problems.
Yeah. Sit down and shut up, you two-bit punk. 25 before the hour. All right, apparently we're having a bit of phone problems in New York City again. Samsara Taylor is, at some point, will be our guest. She's with worldcan'twait.org, and we want to talk to her about what's coming up November 2nd, the no work, no school, gather in the town squares, and move out from there sort of thing. Anyway, back to this, all these people that were indicted or pled guilty or were busted today. So this guy, Lawrence Franklin, according to the indictment to which he pled guilty, met with two former AIPAC lobbyists, Stephen Rosen and Keith Weissman, in restaurants, a health club, and other venues in Washington starting in February 2003. During those meetings, authorities have said Franklin divulged secrets such as a draft of administration policy on Iran and information about potential attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq. Franklin told the court, "We talked about my frustration with a particular policy." Well, you arrogant little bastard. So he becomes a spy for the state of Israel. What is the difference in spying for Israel or spying for the Philippines, which is what the spy who's been working out of Dick Cheney's office for the past 3 years? What's the difference? What's the difference? Is Israel going to attack the United States with nuclear weapons? Probably not. Are the Philippines going to attack the United States with that? No, probably not. So what's the difference? Franklin said he was convinced that his two sources at AIPAC would convey the information he was providing them to their sources on the White House's National Security Council? Now, I don't mean to be naive, folks. But how is it that a foreign government, and I don't give a tinker's damn if it's Russia or Israel or China or Bhutan, I don't care. How does a foreign government have contacts, influenceable contacts, on the National Security Council of the United States? Because it's Israel, are we supposed to say, oh, well, that's all right, you know, that doesn't matter, you know, they're the good guys. This guy, Rosen, Stephen Rosen, AIPAC's longtime research director, and Weissman, the other one, Keith Weissman, the lobbying firm's top Iran expert, are scheduled to go on trial in January. Both men have been dismissed by AIPAC, and both men have denied any wrongdoing. What, us? And a spokesman for the government of Israel, David Siegel, said today that officials at the Israeli embassy in Washington have done nothing wrong. Siegel said, "We have full confidence in our diplomats. We are dedicated professionals and conduct themselves, who conduct themselves, in accordance with established diplomatic practice." Well, see, it's that last phrase there, conduct themselves in accordance with established diplomatic practice. Why, of course. Now, to be fair, do you suppose the United States spies on Israel? You're damn right! Of course we spy on Israel, and you know why, don't you? You don't? Because deep at the heart and soul and core of the Republican Party, they don't like Jews. And the only reason the support is given to Israel for the past 60 years is because the Russians were backing the Arabs. It's a game, isn't it? The Republic, the Christian, the so-called, quotes around the word Christian, evangelicals, the Armageddonists, the Dominionists, the ones who believe that the if the body, the stack of bodies is high enough, their Savior will step down out of heaven, slide down the bloody deposit of dead people, and make them all rapture. Those people, they have a very strange relationship with Israel. Their Bible tells them that if you diss the Hebrew people, you're in deep trouble. God will get pissed off, seriously pissed, and send locusts or something to eat your crops or turn your wells into blood. On the other hand, dominionist theology states it fairly categorically that when the great day arrives, the Jews are going to have one chance. The Jews always only have one chance, don't they? They always only have, you know, Inquisition, the Holocaust, the Crusades. The Jews are going to have one chance to get off their high horses and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and be born again. And if they don't, the Christians will do to the Jews what the Jews did to the Canaanites, or what the Hebrews did to the Canaanites. We'll slay them one and all, man, woman, and baby. And some of you folks question why I despise and loathe religion, and why I question whether, or why anyone with the sense of nature gave a sack of doorknobs would have anything to do with organized religion. It is a sick, vile enterprise. And, oh, don't tell me about the good Christians and the good Jews and the good Hindus. I don't want to hear it. The whole thing is disgusting and sick and vile. So there you have it. Now there's one more. The FBI and the CIA are calling this the first case of espionage in the White House in modern history. A spy worked undetected for almost 3 years in Dick Cheney's office. Leandro Aragoncillo, a U.S. Marine. I guess he's a naturalized Filipino. Naturalized American from the Philippines. Federal investigators say this guy used his top secret clearance to steal classified intelligence documents from White House computers. Yadda, 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 yadda. It just goes on and on and on. 3 years. Now, they're going to try to blame this on the Clinton administration, because apparently this guy worked for a while for Al Gore until Al Gore fired him. 3 years he's working in Cheney's office, stealing everything that wasn't nailed down, right? Oh, my God. All right, so we have Leandro, and we have Lawrence, and who is the other one? Oh, yeah, this Safavian. Bad day for the Bush crime family, huh? Now, you want the icing on the cake? This is all over the place. Take this with as many tons of salt as you want to take it. But it's all over the place. The D.C. rumor mill is thrumming with whispers that 22 indictments are about to be handed up on the outed CIA agent Valerie Plame case. The last time the wires buzzed this loud, it says here, that Tom DeLay would be indicted and would be forced to step down from his leadership post in the House, the scuttlebutters got it right. 22 indictments. Oh, my God. And there's more on Myers here, but I think our guest is on. Is our guest on the phone? Huh? Oh, good. Okay. Let's go right now to, hold on just a second. Sansara Taylor. Hi, Sansara. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Mike?
Doing good. Did you have trouble getting through?
A little bit, but, you know.
Yeah, we've got some
persevered.
Good for you. We have some new phones that we're working the bugs out. Now, what I'm going to have to do here, we have to break in about 2 minutes, but we'll go a little bit, we'll take the break and we'll come back to you, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right. Tell us about worldcantwait.org. We've been talking about it a bit on the program here, but in your words, what's up with this?
Basically, people who steal elections and they believe they're on a mission from God, like George Bush and his whole gang, you know, that he's running with, his international marauders and murderers,
they're not
going to go without a fight. And enough of this flabby opposition where we are all railing against the news and the TV every day and occasionally every few months going out to a protest but returning afterwards to our daily lives as usual.
Right.
No more of that. We need a resistance that drives this regime from power, and on November 2nd it starts. We're serious about end, the beginning of the end of this regime on November 2nd.
All right. Now, when you say we, tell us about the we. Who's the we?
Basically, we're, I myself, I'm a writer for Revolution Newspaper. I got together with some other people. We initiated this organization. There's clergy involved, academics, students across the country. We have about 30 chapters. You can find them listed on worldcan'twait.org, where people are organizing for November 2nd. But basically, we include everybody who's a thinking human being right now, who doesn't want to be plunged into a high-tech dark ages and recognizes that we have to put our bodies on the line and put ourselves in the way of this juggernaut, or it's not going away.
Sort of what Mario Savio said 40-some years ago about finally putting your body into the gears of the machine. I get the impression, correct me if I'm wrong, that this is primarily a younger person's movement, that this is not put together by the old lefties from the 60s. This is a young person's movement. Is that correct?
Well, not strictly. I mean, I'm in my 20s. There's other young people involved who are taking the lead. There's a lot of high schools walking out across the country. But there's a breadth involved, and I think there's a need for the people who haven't been out in the streets since the 60s. I think that there's sort of, some of the lessons get forgotten. How things actually, how do we get desegregated in the first place? How did we get abortion in the first place? This took resistance.
Yeah,
people need to bring that back out. And, a new generation needs to step up because the future is really, these are our future.
Sure, that's a good point, how lessons get forgotten. All right, can you hold on a second, Sansara?
No,
I'll come back to you in a minute. We've got to take a quick break here. We're talking with Sansara Taylor. The website, if you haven't been there, worldcan'twait.org. worldcan'twait.org. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Well, you got your war, just like dear old dad. Another kid's crusade to kill un-Americans. Will your war on terror finally be won? When there's body parts strewn all the kingdom.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done!
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, everything's brighter. The room feels more elegant.
That's Philips Halogena at work. Halogena's bright white light lets you focus light for dramatic effects. And because it's dimmable, it's perfect for decorative light fixtures. See what's possible in your home with Philips Halogena. Philips, sense and simplicity. Look for all the Philips Halogena products at the Home Depot.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual, a document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint, but it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news. Now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam! They now see your computer desktop on their computer screen, so you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe.
1-800-401-8833. You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. We're talking with Sansara Taylor, who is the spokesperson for WorldCan'tWait.org. Check him out. Now, Sansara, on November 2nd, which I believe is a Wednesday, the No Work, No School, gather in the town squares and move out from there. What is it that you are hoping for or wanting Americans to do?
Well, November 2nd, basically, like you said, no work, no school, and people are going to pour out. We want to regroup and sort of, you know, crack open this alleged mandate that George Bush claimed last November 2nd and say, no, you don't represent us. We're not going to speak anymore in these reasoned tones and the acceptable political framework about compromised positions in the face of utterly insane measures. We've got to get out of this dynamic of fighting Bush's outrages one at a time, constantly losing ground to the whole onslaught. This is a launch and a forging together nationwide of hundreds of thousands of people who are going to dare to take history into our own hands and say, you know what, no more waiting. There's not going to be a magical pendulum swing. There's not going to be a savior from the Democratic Party. It's on us, and we either act now or we accept becoming a nation of torturers, and we're no different than Lindy England. We accept having millions of women's lives disfigured as we lose Roe v. Wade, and not just that. These people are against birth control. We're going into, you know, and you talk about this. I know your listeners know this, what we're confronting. But the question that people need to start asking themselves is, what is it going to take, and what are you willing to do? And I think the only moral way to live in these times is to resist and throw in everything you've got. And this is what November 2nd is a launch, and from there we'll set out. Because you need a situation, ultimately, the Bush regime does need to step down. Maybe it will look like, maybe it will be an impeachment. Maybe you have such an outpouring that there's actually some backbone to this impeachment process that some people are kicking around. Maybe it looks more like Spain, where you have millions of people pour into the streets and literally, you know, surround the White House and refuse to go home until he steps down. I really don't care how it happens. And I know the people in Iraq don't care how it happens. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy's got to be driven out. He does not represent us. Mm-hmm. And waiting and the logic of seeking common ground with religious fanatics and fascists is just, it's insane.
I hate that. I just hate it when the suggestion is made, and it's made sometimes to me, that the only way to approach your oppressor is to understand, perhaps, the motivation behind the oppression and maybe try to discuss it, sit down, powwow. And to that I say, hell no. That's not how you deal with an oppressor. You throw the son of a bitch in the garbage heap and move on.
I mean,
what else are you supposed to do? I think the American people have tried and tried and tried to make it clear to Bush that, okay, we'll go along with this, we'll go along with that, but not this, not that, and the Bush crime family just keeps moving forward with their
That's
agenda.
Right. These people, they don't listen to public opinion. They have disdain for the will of the people. And here we are in a situation, I appreciate what you're saying. This needs to get two-sided for once. How come it is that people get so passionate? I'm sorry, out in Colorado you get these, you know, these fundamentalist parents who are so passionate, they have a book burning. You know, this stuff is going on. They're passionate.
I know.
Get passionate on our side and say, no, we are not accepting this. We'll take that on. And frankly, if we stop compromising, this is another thing we want to accomplish with November 2nd. First, we want to seize back the initiative. All these people who hate this actually go on the offensive, the political offensive, all throughout society and challenge this stuff. And one of the things that I think we'll start to see happen is that some of these people who've been so badly fooled into getting sucked along with a program that's not in their interest, they might actually get challenged and woken up for the first time. Some of them won't. I don't have illusions. Some of them are diehards, and they're going to be dangerous. You just had the situation down in Georgia where you are, where these six Mexican immigrants were beaten to death in their own homes. You have this kind of lynching stuff come back.
I know. You know? It's so bad. Listen, Sansara, we're about out of time here because we've got to make way for the Nation Minute. But this doesn't launch until November 2nd. So will you do me a favor and perhaps a week before or 10 days before, please call back in. Let's go over this again when we can spend a little more time with it. Will you do that?
Yes, most definitely, Mike. I appreciate and to everybody, come check out our website. We have to make history here.
I hear you. Thanks a lot, Sansara. Take care. We'll talk to you again later on in November. Take care, okay?
Okay. WorldCan'tWait.org.
That's it, worldcan'twait.org. Check it out. If you have questions, email them. Whatever you need to do, this is not difficult, what they are suggesting here. Check it out. Just check it out. Use your own brain. Use your mind. Use your head. Use your heart. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
On Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Let's agree that Tom DeLay, that poster boy for the rampant corruption and pay-to-play politics that's the hallmark of the GOP today, must resign. But getting rid of DeLay is hardly a recipe for ending the culture of corruption in the Republican Party, let alone Congress. Anyone who thinks that the bending of campaign finance rules to the breaking point will end with DeLay's replacement probably still believes that the weapons of mass destruction will be found around the next corner in Iraq. What's needed is for Democrats to call for an independent ethics process that investigates and addresses corruption in a nonpartisan manner, and for a complete overhaul of lobbying laws and a commitment to fundamental campaign finance reform. Yes, yes, we know that ethics and campaign finance reform are supposed to be boring issues, but that always sounded like a convenient dodge for politicians who didn't want to act. The DeLay indictments have created a rare moment for movement on what are the defining issues of our politics, getting big money out and fixing our broken redistricting and election process. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel for The Nation. For more, go to www.thenation.com.
Can you believe these gas prices? They are really going to keep us indoors this fall.
Well, I'm tired of looking at these plain walls. They need a fresh coat of paint.
Okay, I'll go to the warehouse store and pick some up.
Oh, no. Remember what happened last time? Let's go to Ace Hardware instead. They have excellent advice, and their high-quality Ace Royal paint comes in thousands of colors.
And look at this Ace Circular promoting the Harvest of Colors paint sale in October. It says we can get $10 back by mail-in rebate for every 2 gallons of Ace Royal paint we buy, and there's no limit.
With no limit, we can paint the entire house.
Available at participating Ace Hardware stores through October 31st.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory is in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I have never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit orrick.com/relief. Thank you.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Cheney predicts war for decades. The message from Dick Cheney regarding the war on terror, be patient. He says the United States must be prepared to fight for decades to bring peace to Iraq and the rest of the Middle East. Speaking to the Association of the U.S. Army, Cheney joined the others in the Bush administration who have tried to build support for the war in Iraq among the American public. He did not specify how long he believes U.S. troops will have to stay in Iraq, just as other administration officials have avoided providing a timetable. In Iraq today, an attack in Hilla left at least 25 people dead, wounding more than 80 others. The bomb went off at the entrance to a Shiite Muslim mosque as hundreds of worshippers gathered for prayers near the end of the first day of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Police believe the blast caused by an explosive planted there. Middle East leaders reviving the peacemaking process. Jordan's King Abdullah says Palestinian and Israeli leaders will meet next Tuesday. No word on where the meeting will take place. A statement from Abdullah's office says the meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas is in response to efforts by the Jordanian king to move the peace process forward. Palestinian and Israeli officials have not confirmed the date. An international effort to be ready for a possible outbreak of bird flu is getting started. Representatives of more than 65 countries and international groups gathering in Washington tomorrow to make preparations for any possible outbreak of the potentially deadly disease. A State Department spokesman says the conference will focus on reporting and responding to any such outbreak. An avian flu strain sweeping Asian poultry is raising fears it could mutate into a form that could be spread among people. Doctors say such a mutation would be catastrophic because human immune systems have no defense built in against the strain. So far, that virus has infected few people, almost all of whom are known to have contracted it from the birds, poultry workers mostly. At least 65 people have died in four Asian countries. George Bush is suggesting federal troops could be used to enforce quarantines in the U.S. if such a killer virus emerged here. Government regulators trying to shut down a company they say secretly loaded spyware under the computers of unwitting Internet users. Federal Trade Commission accusing a New Hampshire man and his company of luring computer users with the promise of free software that would make peer-to-peer file sharing anonymous. A witness in an evolution trial in Pennsylvania says the term intelligent design seems to mean virtually the same thing as creationism. The philosophy professor reached the conclusion after examining drafts of a biology textbook that mentioned creationism, which was later replaced with the term intelligent design. This followed the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that states couldn't require schools to balance evolution with creationism.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your amplifier and hear even a whisper.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
It's about 7 past the hour. What is that I just heard on the Air America newscast? Some of you listening hear Air America radio newscast. Some of you do not. But this crazed, bloated freak who is the Vice President of the United States now says that we have decades of fighting in Iraq. Isn't this the guy who just said a few months ago that the Iraq insurgency was in its last throes? I don't know. This guy is crazy. If it's going to last decades, well, too bad Dick won't be around to see it, right? Hell, if it lasts a couple of years, unless they figure out some way to keep him breathing. What a hell of a thing to say! What a thing to say to the American public, to the people of Iraq, to the people of the Middle East, to our soldiers. Dick Cheney, you're a wicked, evil man.
Clear.
Just absolutely wicked and evil.
Clear.
And who is he addressing today? Some, what was it, Kathy? Some military organization? This guy and Bush, they spend an awful lot of time surrounding themselves with the trappings of the United States military when both of them were too cowardly, little chicken-humping freaks, too cowardly to go join in the bloodletting when they had their choice, their chance. What did Cheney say to the Washington Post? I had better things to do than join the military. And what did Bush do? Just keep snort up his lines of coke and hide in Alabama someplace? But I've never seen two cowards more predisposed to surrounding themselves with the props of the United States military. It's sickening. Let me tell you again about L.A. on this Saturday. There is a concert. It says here, a concert to drive out the Bush regime. It's going to be at the Westwood Federal Building in Los Angeles. Noon until dark. Go on by and listen to music. God, the list of bands here. They're all, you know, the L.A. bands. None that, unless you live there, none that you would be familiar with, I don't think. Maybe, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's not the case. Just because I don't know who they are doesn't mean you don't. But if you're in L.A. Or in that area, Southern California, wants something to do this Saturday, go check them out. October 8th, this Saturday, Westwood Federal Building, all-day-long concert. God, I remember back in the day when we used to do that here in Atlanta. We used to rent Chastain Park Amphitheater. I had three partners. We had something. This is so cute. Kathy, you know, back in 1974, we put together something called the Atlanta Rock Conspiracy. Jesus. We were all so young back then, weren't we? And I think one of the first concerts that we did was a benefit for alternative radio station here that had just gone on the air, WRFG. And the Great Speckled Bird, which was an alternative anti-war, anti-fascist newspaper here in Atlanta. We also did we did some concerts for I think we did one for relief in Bangladesh. But it was a long time ago. So every time I see one of these flyers or some group of local people are putting together these all-day concerts. It's just like, wow, yeah, I remember that. Can't believe it was 31 years ago. We did it April 20th, 1975. That was the last one that that we did. All day, you know, 10 bands, 12 bands, everything from acoustic to Pink Floyd-style rock. All right, never mind. Jeez. You just can't get away with anything on this program, huh? WorldNetDaily.com, which is extreme right-wing website, has an article about the nomination of Harriet Myers as Associate Supreme Court Justice. WorldNetDaily says it may have an unintended consequence for Bush, and that is renewing the questions about the long-forgotten issue of his National Guard service and charges of influence peddling by the man who raised those allegations in the CBS News interview several months ago. The article goes on to I'm not going to read it or anything, but it goes on to explain how, and this comes from WorldNet Daily. Maybe some of these right-wingers are starting to realize what a trick bag George Bush put them all in. But it goes on to explain Harriet Myers' connection to G-Tech, which was the company that ran the Texas lottery, and Lawrence Litwin, a former executive director of the Texas lottery, and Ben Barnes, the guy who provided the documents to Dan Rather, and also another person in here named Corsi. What is his first name? I don't have it right in front of me. But you might want to check this out. Go to WorldNetDaily.com and look for, this is recently posted, about Bush Jr.'s Vietnam ducking, they call it. But check it out. My God, this Harriet Myers is corrupt. She's absolutely filthy. Absolutely filthy. She is as bad as Tom DeLay. Do you understand? And I keep getting this image of Senate Minority Leader and Democrat, Harry Reid, just sucking up to her 10 minutes, it seemed like, 15 and a couple hours after Bush nominated her. There's Harry Reid. Oh, yeah, well, she answers the phone. She's a good phone answerer, so yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'll have any problem supporting her to be a Supreme Court justice for the next 15, 20 years, you know, if she doesn't get cancer or something, you know, like some of the folks whose names I won't mention on the Supreme Court. God. She's corrupt. Harriet Myers is a thug. Her law firm was involved in covering up evidence of Ponzi schemes by clients they represented that was ripping that were ripping people off. She was instrumental in deep-sixing George Bush's the paper trail concerning George Bush's getting out, getting into, and then getting out of the Texas Air National Guard when he was drug-using. A rich boy, cheerleader, who wet his pants when he realized he might have to go to Vietnam. Harriet Myers really knows where the bodies are buried, huh? What is it? Funny to me, though, and it's got to be funny to you, too, is to watch how the right wing is going ballistic about her because she's not fascist enough. She's not enough of a Nazi for these, you know, the Bill Kristols and the rest of these far right-wing people in this country who just are salivating over the day that this country can be declared or it demonstrates itself to be a fascist states of America. Oh, God. You heard, of course, that scientists have made from scratch the 1918 Spanish flu virus that killed as many as 50 million people on Earth. That's the first time an infectious agent behind a historic pandemic has ever been reconstructed. Have you heard about this? Researchers, scientists, they say it will help them better understand and develop defenses against the threat of a future worldwide epidemic of avian flu. But I just have one question about it. And I'll share the question with you when we come back, okay? Put your tinfoil hat on before you come back. Start thinking about conspiracy theories before you come back, okay? Because here I go again into the realm of what if, right? What if the Bush crime family planned or knew about the attacks on this country on September 11, 2001? Ooh, don't say that, Mike. What if this well... Just right after the break.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
In heating, one thing stands alone.
That would be me, your Carrier furnace.
A Carrier Infinity furnace is the most energy efficient you can buy and can save up to 40% on energy bills versus previous models. Now that's hardworking.
Unlike your alarm clock, how hardworking could anything be with a snooze button?
Whether it's saving up to $1,100 with cool cash, our special financing, or saving on energy bills, the Infinity furnace is one hard worker. Carrier, turn to the experts. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Your host for a Pence, Friends future, it's Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. Okay, once again, scientists have made from scratch the Spanish flu virus that killed as many as 50 million people right at the end of World War I. Theory being that the commingling of so many different people and the contagious conditions that existed in that bloodbath made it very easy for the transmission of that virus. It's been reconstructed now. The first time an infectious agent behind an historic pandemic has ever been reconstructed. And the question immediately comes up, why did they do it? Well, the answer, the quick answer, or the official answer, is researchers say they're hoping this will help them better understand and develop defenses against the threat of another worldwide epidemic or pandemic from a bird flu. which apparently the Spanish flu was an avian flu, similar to one that's trying to bubble up in Southeast Asia. The virus in 1918, according to what I have here, mutated, infected people, and then spread among them. At, up to a certain point, the virus was only passed from bird to bird, similar to the current avian flu. But it mutated. You know, it spit in God's eye. It said, "What? You created us this way? To hell with you! We're going to change!" That sort of thing. You know, the sort of thing that the creationists tell you it would be impossible to happen. Oh, my God. Things don't mutate. Things don't change. Things don't evolve. Well, this one did. And, God. Oh. Anyway, the virus in 1918 mutated, spread from person to person. And so far, this current Asian virus has killed, I think, under 100 people. But it's been a direct contact between an infected animal. So far, they don't think, although who's to believe the Chinese medical authorities, or for that matter, the Vietnamese or Cambodian or whomever, medical authorities, is it still called Cambodia, or is that Myanmar now? I can't keep them straight. But according to Southeast Asian and Chinese medical authorities, there has not been a case of person-to-person transmission. If that's true, it's only a matter of time. The sole function of a virus is to make itself, to give itself the ability to spread as rapidly and as clearly as possible into the largest pool of organisms that will sustain it. In this case, it would be human beings. Is that the word I'm looking for? Kathy says in my headphones, virulently spread. Now, the virus was reconstructed by, I believe, the U.S. Armed Forces Institute of Pathology. I think. Is that scary? Does that scare you? Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger of the U.S. Armed Forces Institute of Pathology said, "The effort to understand what happened in 1918 has taken on a new urgency." Now, he's the guy who led the gene sequencing team that redeveloped the Spanish flu, or what was referred to back then as the Spanish flu. The U.S. Armed Forces Institute of Pathology. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Now, what has Bush been talking about? In his inimitable, stupid third-grade way, Bush has been alluding to the fact that, well, you know, if this pandemic, somebody ask him, Mr. Bush, what does that word mean? If this pandemic, if this flu virus hits the United States, if this virus spreads, if it hits the United States, the only way that we're going to be able to defend against it is to use the United States military. And wasn't the example, what did I see on the news? Was it on CNN? They used New York City as an example of how the military would quarantine and contain a population. What's the population of New York City? I'm counting all five boroughs. It's what, around 12, 14 million people? 8 million? 10 million, somewhere around in there. And they had little diagrams about how they would close the bridges, close the airports. What was that movie, Escape from New York? Oh, my God. So, with Cheney talking about there's going to be endless war. Hello, Mr. Orwell. Endless war. And now the U.S. military, Armed Forces Institute of Pathology, has redeveloped the Spanish flu of 1918. And Bush is out there gibbering like the moron he is about how the military may be used if there's a flu epidemic. Hello! 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 Anybody home?
Said I can't do no more.
Hello!
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
President Bush's approval ratings are plumbing new depths, and when push comes to shove, when Bush comes to rove and says, "Turd Blossom, you got me into this, now get me out," you're going to need an intelligent guide back to reality. The Nation magazine. Right now you can try The Nation absolutely free. There's a reason why it's America's fastest growing journal of opinion. Nobody owns The Nation, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody. So there's no corporate slant or Oval Office spin. In an age when a favored White House reporter turns out to be a male escort in disguise, The Nation's 140-year-old journalistic integrity is more essential than ever. Just call 800-999-6863 or go to readthenation.com. Try their free 4-issue mini subscription. After 4 weeks, you can write cancel on the invoice. But most of our listeners happily sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. So do it. Read The Nation for 4 weeks risk-free. The number again is 800-999-6863 or visit readthenation.com.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory's in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I have never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645. 888-843-5645 or visit Orrick.com/relief. Thank you.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
We're talking with Paul Daw from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare.
Huh.
But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And you're giving away free copies of this thing?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk. And I love the way you talk.
First of all, I don't have anthrax.
And you talk that talk. You knocks me out. Out off of my feet. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Ho, 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 ho. Ho, 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 ho.
It's about 25 before the hour. Reg wants me to understand that Cambodia is still Cambodia. It was Burma that changed its name from the colonialist name of Burma back to Myanmar. And David emailed in, Senator Chuck Hagel was on the radio the other day, David writes, and said there was one documented case of transmission of avian flu in Southeast Asia from a little girl to her grandmother in China. Okay. So I just, you know, I do have the question of once again, the serendipity of all these odd circumstances, reports, warnings, indicators coming together, and then, bam, there's a catastrophic moment. And Bush benefits. And the people in this country benefits in the sense that it further consolidates his power. And the people who truly want to see the United States drop any pretense of representative government, any pretense of being a democratic republic, any pretense of being anything other than a fascist state, seem to benefit. Whether it was the attack on this country on September 11, 2001, whether it has been the horrific morass that the Bush crime family has gotten us into in Iraq and Afghanistan, a morass that certainly works to their benefit, endless war, endless enemies, the threat from without, strictly a Joseph Goebbels a moment, if ever there was one, or was it Hermann Göring, it doesn't matter, a Nazi moment, if ever there was one, the impending peak that we probably already passed of the global oil supply. All of these events that now this avian flu that's been popping up and disappearing and popping up and disappearing for what, the past 5, 6, 7 years? Did you see the cover story on National Geographic? Kathy and I were sitting at LaGuardia last Saturday, and you know, I went to buy some Rolaids, because I knew I was going to drink when I got on the plane. So I wouldn't think about the bomb that the Bush crime family probably stuck in the luggage, to blow our plane out of the sky. So I had, it was giving me acid stomach. So, and there it is. There's the National Geographic predicting up to 350 million people die from National Geographic, not the National Enquirer, not the Sean Hannity program, not the Pig Man, Limbaugh, but the National Geographic magazine. There it was. So I just have the question, and I'm sure there's a sound, scientific answer. I'm absolutely certain that Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger of the United States Armed Forces Institute of Pathology was telling the absolute truth. The reason we have resequenced the DNA of this thing and reconstructed this virus that killed 50 million people 80 years ago, 85 years ago, is because we will learn how this virus operates from doing that. This is science, Mike Malloy. This is science. This is medical science. We have got to have a line of defense that cannot be penetrated. So we have resequenced the DNA. We have reconstructed this virus. We will now develop a vaccine that will protect 300 million Americans and as many foreigners as can afford the shots, if you get my drift. Why then, since that's obviously what's going on here, why does my mind ricochet around with the thought of, well, now, wait a second. They still haven't solved the anthrax mystery of the people who were murdered in this country and the attempted murder on, surprise, surprise, all Democrats and the liberal media. Whatever happened to that investigation? When did that happen? 3 years ago? Three and a half? These incompetent sons of bitches can't even decide how to rescue people in a city that's been hit with a hurricane, and they are resequencing and reconstructing one of the most virulent viruses that ever hit the planet. And they're playing with this thing? U.S. Armed Forces Institute of Pathology? I didn't even know such a thing existed. Did you? I guess that's where they make the weaponized anthrax. You know, the substance that was used against Americans 3.5 years ago. So what do we do with this? Huh, Truth Seeker? What do we do with this story? Do we send each other emails and say, oh, God, that's so tinfoil hat-ish? Oh, come on, this is, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's all designed to protect us. It's here to protect us. The rabbit fever bacteria that was discovered in where all the anti-war protesters were operating over the weekend. Nothing there. Don't worry about it. Just naturally occurring. Doesn't mean a thing. The 16 people in Toronto in the nursing home who have died over the, what's the story? The past 24 hours, 48 hours, 16 people dead of a virulent respiratory attack. Nobody knows what the hell it is. Is it SARS? No. Sudden acute respiratory, whatever that, the SARS epidemic that was supposed to destroy the planet 2 years ago or 3 years ago, and it bubbled up and it bubbled down, and then it just went back wherever viruses lurk and linger until they're unleashed. Where is that place? Is it the U.S. Armed Forces Institute of Pathology? No, couldn't be. Come on, Malloy. Come on, come on, come on, come on. U.S. health officials said that the public health risk of resurrecting this virus is minimal. Why is it minimal? Because, well, people around the world developed immunity to the deadly 1918 virus after the pandemic, and a certain degree of immunity is believed to persist today. Really? Is it not safe to... My mother was born in 1915... She just died a year and a half ago. How many people who were born in 1918 are still alive? I guess probably tens of thousands. Maybe they're immune. What about those folks who were born subsequent to 1918? Can you pass on viral immunities? Can you do that? Does that come through mother's milk? How is that done? It says here that also in previous... This is Associated Press I'm quoting... In previous research, scientists concluded that modern antiviral medicines are effective against Spanish flu-like viruses, which would be the avian flu, the one they're talking about. Wait a second. I thought we were told that there was no defense. I thought all the governments of the world are scrambling to develop a vaccine. The creation of this, the recreation of this virus was announced today in the journal Science. And the completion of the gene sequencing that was necessary to resurrect this virus was announced in the journal Nature. Oh, and then they add that the virus was made from scratch. Now, you're not baking a cake, you sons of bitches. You're inventing something that could kill the whole planet's population. But here we are. Now, is there anything to this? Nah. Nothing to it. There's no flu threat. This is just another means or method of controlling the population with fear. It's another means or method of activating the military and destroying the concept of the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878 or 1870, whenever the hell it was. That's all this is. There's no virus. Go back to sleep. But wait a second. Well, that's a conspiracy too, then, isn't it? You see how madness can be spread like, oh my God, a virus? But there's nothing there. Move on. Nothing here. Nothing to see. Move along, please. There's nothing to see. Please move along. Thank you. Thank you. Nothing to see. This little item across my desk. Matter of fact, I think this was posted at Democratic Underground. This is from the Reuters news agency. President George W. Bush asked Congress yesterday to consider giving him powers to use the military to enforce quarantines in case of an influenza epidemic. Bush said the military and perhaps the National Guard might be needed to take such a role if the feared H5N1 bird flu virus changes enough to cause widespread human infection. Bush asked at a news conference, quote, if we had an outbreak somewhere in the United States, do we not then quarantine that part of our country? And how do you then enforce the quarantine? It's one thing to shut down airplanes. It's another thing to prevent people from coming in to get exposed to avian flu. And who best to be able to effect a quarantine? That's right. The military.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection ester E and ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter. The furniture looks fabulous. The colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments.
You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Ten before the hour. When we come back after the top of the hour, we're going to take some phone calls and also what Fox News, one of the commentators at Fox News, what's his name, James Fox correspondent James Rosen, is trying to fix Condoleezza Rice up with a female Fox and Friends anchor, Lauren Green. Maybe James Rosen knows something we don't, or you know, why does it matter? But on air, he's trying to set Condoleezza Rice up with Lauren Green, a 30-something former Miss Minnesota. We've got the transcript here. You make your own decision. Regarding military pathology lab, Cindy says, isn't it supposed to be illegal under the Nuremberg laws? No biological agents to be used in warfare? So why are we running this lab? I was under the impression that it was during the Nixon administration. Wasn't the Nixon administration where we were told, we being the American public, that all bioweapon labs in the United States were to end? Well, you know, obviously it's a lie, but they don't even bother to cover up the lies now, I guess. This is kind of funny. It's from one of our emailers. Just read a funny, scary, satirical book called A Planet for the President by British writer Alastair Beaton. It was written in 2003 and centered mainly on the topic of ecological catastrophe. Some of the things that happened in the book are: a huge hurricane destroys New Orleans and thousands are killed. Wildfires in California get out of control and threaten celebrities' homes, and the president starts drinking again because of the stress. In order to save the world from the inevitable results of global warming, the president and his cabal decide the only sensible thing to do is kill off everybody on the planet except Americans with a genetically modified version of the 1918 flu virus. Only Americans are given the vaccine under the guise of fighting terrorism. But something goes terribly wrong. Nah. Our emailer writes, that could never happen. I don't know. Do you think that, I mean, do you have any opinion? I'd like to hear it when we come back about this resequencing of the 1918 flu virus that wiped out. I think the minimal figure that's batted around by health authorities is 50 million people. I think there was, one or half a million in this country, a million? I don't know. The numbers, I think, globally were pretty pronounced. No, of course, there was no such thing as a flu vaccine back then, right? Didn't exist. So if you were exposed, your immune system either defeated the virus or it did not. There was no way to prepare your immune system with, a little bit of DNA from the virus, which is what we get now in flu shots. And by the way, for you folks who write to me and say don't get a flu shot, are you out of your minds? I get a flu shot every year, and I have for the past 20 years. I also get the pneumonia shot. Are you crazy? You know, people, well, you know, you're getting injected. No, no. It's not even dead virus. You get a bit of the DNA so your immune system can identify it and fight. But people that say don't get a flu shot, one word for you, you're nuts. That's two words. No, and Kathy and I get back from Chris. When do we do this? Next week we're going to go get our flu shot. I believe in vaccinations because as far as I'm concerned, it is homeopathic medicine. That's right. Because you are stimulating your body's natural defenses to fight like hell if you're invaded by a virus. That's homeopathic medicine. Right? Isn't it? Isn't that what a vaccine is in the most literal or elementary sense? It's homeopathic medicine. It's giving yourself a bit of the disease that you want to defeat. Only in this case, you no longer have to make yourself sick with a little bit of flu. You just give your immune system some markers. So when your immune system is called to defend your body against a viral invasion, it knows what the hell to do. All the people that send me these emails and tell me don't vaccinate my kid, don't get vaccines. Look, I'm sorry. This is where we part company. We really do. Now, I do check with Molly's pediatrician to make sure that there are no mercury preservatives, no thimerosal in the vaccines that are used on my child. Yeah, absolutely. Of course, I couldn't do that with my other kids because who knew? But I believe in giving my immune system all the help it needs in identifying a possible invader, and if you don't, that's fine. But please spare me the emails that tell me I'm buying into. I also think fluoridated water is a good idea too. Okay. All right. Break here. When we come back, we'll get back to the program. I'm sorry. I've got a wedding to go to. We're leaving tomorrow. The wedding's on Saturday, and I'm just kind of.
Plucking your magic twanger?
I'm doing what to my magic twanger?
Plucking it?
Plucking it. I guess that's what's going on. Phone calls when we come back. And the story of Condoleezza Rice and the attempt by Fox correspondent James Rosen to play Cupid. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
I'm David Orrick. Our headquarters is in New Orleans. Our factory is in Mississippi. I'm 82 years old, and I have never seen anything to compare to what's happened here on the Gulf Coast. Please, everybody, donate to the hurricane relief effort, and if you call me to order an Orrick vacuum, we'll donate one in your name to folks who are trying to rebuild their lives. Call 888-843-5645, 888-843-5645, or visit Orrick.com/relief. Thank you.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. With support of the Iraq war dwindling, President Bush will deliver what his spokesman calls a major speech on the global war on terrorism later today. A White House spokesman said the speech will be aimed at educating the American people and raising awareness about terrorists. President Bush insists on staying the course in Iraq. Correspondent Terry Moore reports.
After a White House meeting with U.S. military leaders, the president defended the work of Iraqi security forces and the continued role of U.S. troops in Iraq.
We're bringing the enemy to justice. We're on the offense. And on the other hand, democracy is moving forward in a part of the world that is so desperate for democracy.
On Capitol Hill, Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid accused the Bush administration of not painting a full picture about what's happening in Iraq.
Stay the course. That's one of the reasons people are losing faith in what's going on in Iraq. Almost 2,000 dead Americans, 15, 16,000 wounded, many of them very badly.
I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
And the president took some time from his schedule Wednesday to visit with wounded soldiers, those soldiers recovering at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. Bush says it's always inspiring for him to meet with some of America's bravest.
Every time I come here, I'm amazed by the courage and decency and strength of those who wear their nation's uniform. It is such an honor to be the commander-in-chief of such fine men and women.
Bush visited with about 20 troops in the hospital's amputee ward. The soldiers were wounded during conflict in Iraq and Afghanistan. Many conservatives want to know where the recent U.S. Supreme Court Justice nominee Harriet Myers stands on several issues. Amber Brown reports that one Republican senator is backing Myers and thinks the native Texan will be confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
As Harriet Myers continues to meet with colleagues in Washington, D.C., one U.S. senator thinks Myers will win senators' votes on her own merit and has all the qualities needed for a U.S. Supreme Court justice. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison says she is surprised at some of the reaction Myers has received since she was nominated on Monday.
I do know her, and I know what an outstanding reputation she has where she practiced law, and that is the state of Texas. She was a trailblazer.
Hutchison says Myers is a leader and says the native Texan will bring a diversity to the court in background, experience, and geography. The Texas Republican says she will continue to speak with her colleagues about Myers and her qualities because she knows her so well. Amber Brown, Dallas.
Residents of New Orleans neighborhoods hit hard by Hurricane Katrina were finally allowed to return to their homes on Wednesday. However, officials don't think many of them will choose to stay. Many houses are unlivable due to unreliable power and a lack of drinking water. Most neighborhoods in New Orleans have reopened, but the mostly poor and black Ninth Ward is still partially flooded and off limits. And you're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. I got just a quick email here from Jake. He writes, Hi, Mike. Just a note about the Spanish flu resequencing story. I, too, was shocked by the National Geographic story. However, one thing that I learned from it was that the strain that caused the 1918 pandemic, the one that they rebuilt, today is one of the most common and least fatal strains of influenza. Millions of people catch this virus every year. However, rebuilding this virus seems like a risk one would want not to take, simply because in rebuilding a gene sequence without the use of completely original genetic material, and I'd imagine that'd be cost prohibitive, would, I think, result in the use of similar but not exactly the same proteins, which could result in a sequence that looks nearly identical to the original, but with enough variation that would cause a decent potential for mutation. This is all pure foolishness, unless, of course, that's the desired result.
Yeah! Oh, God.
Yeah, thanks, Jake. I hear you loud and clear. All right, let's go from the ridiculous to the sublime now. I just have to throw this in. I just have to. It just cracks me up. It just seems like all of a sudden there's just all this gay talk around that Harriet Myers is a closet lesbian, that John Roberts is a closet gay man. Ken Melman, the head of the RNCA, is not so closeted gay. Just on and on and on and on. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But what tickles me about it, cracks me up about it, is the virulent anti-gay attitude put out there by, you know, in a manner of speaking, by the Bush crime family. Now, the supporters of the Bush crime family, the religious nutcases in this country, and the real haters, they make no bones about their contempt and dislike for gays. I think that was one of the things that blew David Brock's mind completely off its out of its orbit, and made him reconsider what he was doing, working for the right wing in the 90s, going after Clinton. But here we are with Condoleezza Rice now, okay? This is from radaronline.com. It says, things must be pretty grim if even Fox News feels compelled to hook Condoleezza Rice up. Not surprisingly, the blog world is abuzz this week after a recent interview in which Fox correspondent James Rosen lobbied the defiantly single Secretary of State on the charms of a comely female colleague. The odd interchange aired last Tuesday when Rice sat down with Rosen for an interview in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Rosen opened the conversation with a few softball questions about President Aristide and Iran's nuclear ambitions, but he closed it with an impassioned testimonial on behalf of Fox and Friends anchor Lauren Green, a 30-something former Miss Minnesota, who's apparently a big fan of the secretary's. Here's part of the transcript. Rosen. All right, I closed with a gift for you. You met this person once, I believe, but you really, I think, ought to know each other because this woman is, well, I think you'll have an interest in knowing her. She is one of our Fox News anchors in New York. Her name is Lauren Green. She's brilliant. She's beautiful. She's African-American. She's single, and she's a concert pianist in her spare time. Rice.
My goodness.
Rosen. And she asked me to give you her CD, and I promised that I would. Rice. Well, that's perfect. Rosen. And here's her doing a number of different classical pieces. Rice. Well, that's special. Rosen. So there you have it. Rice. Thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing her sometime. Rosen. All right. She's going to want to hear from you. Rice. And maybe even playing dual piano sometime. Not surprisingly, the curious exchange left many wondering if the wry reporter was trying to set Rice up on a date. The veteran correspondent, James Rosen, who has frequently accompanied Rice on overseas trips, added, quote, I would never presume to deal at all with Secretary Rice's personal life, end quote. Oh, damn, that's touching. It's just so touching. Wow. Dual piano playing? All right. Again, a program note. I will be off tomorrow and Friday. Substituting for me will be the two guys from Operation Truth, Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay. So do tune in. Do tune in. And I think I saw something that this sick, perverted son of a bitch, Fred Phelps, who runs the Butt Burrow Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas or something, is going to be their guest. This is the guy that goes around. Now he goes around to military funerals and says, you know, I'm glad this soldier died because he was defending gaydom or something. You know, I'd like to have about 5 minutes alone with Fred Phelps and a baseball bat. Jesus, there wouldn't be anything left.
You mean to play catch, of course. Knock a few balls around. Yeah. But anyway.
Oh, yes, exactly. Knock a few balls around. Exactly. That's exactly what I meant, Kathy. You read my mind.
I think it's going to be a hot show. I'm looking forward to hearing it because we're going to have XM satellite radio in the car so we can actually listen. I'm excited. We're renting a car. I'm so excited.
All right. Let's. Thank you all for holding on as patiently as you have. Let's go to Chris in Missouri. Chris is calling from Missouri. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing great, Chris. How are you?
Real good. I just wanted to make a couple comments real quick. One of the things I noticed on ABC News, you know, because I'm a news junkie, they mentioned something about a spy in Dick Cheney's office. It's some Marine spy.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier this evening. He's a naturalized American from the Philippines. He's been there for 3 years, and he's been caught now. The FBI and the CIA are both totally nonplussed. They don't have any idea how this could have happened, but he's been operating out of Dick Cheney's office for 3 years. Nice, huh?
Well, I'm thinking that that's going to be the person who outs Valerie Plame.
Oh, they're going to put it on him?
Probably. Don't you think? I mean, that way.
It's my understanding. I have as much understanding about this as anybody else. Nobody knows for sure right now, but the rumors are swirling that the special prosecutor, this Fitzgerald guy in Chicago, either by the end of this week or by the end of this month, maybe by the end of this week, is going to have this wrapped up, and the indictments are going to be stunning. I also understand that Karl Rove, rumors, pure rumors, but Karl Rove's attorney is no longer denying that Karl Rove is a target of this investigation. In other words, he stopped saying, no, my boy is completely off the hook here. Which could mean nothing, or it could mean that Rove is one of the people who is going to be either indicted or mentioned as an unindicted co-conspirator. Rumors also have it there are 22 people connected to the Bush administration, up to and including George and Dick, who may find themselves in a very awkward position when Fitzgerald's report comes out. By the same token, reports are also out there that everybody will be exonerated and no one will be charged with this. So at this point, you pay your money and you takes your choice, makes your choice. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And
but
like
I don't think it's going to come down to a Marine working out of Cheney's office.
I just thought it might be one of their other ways out, you know, as far as getting out of
Oh, sure. It is a perfect way. This is what the Bush crime family always does. Blame someone else and pretend like nothing happened. So you may be right. It may turn out to be exactly what you're saying. If it does, then everyone can say, well, we heard it first right here on the Malloy program from Chris in Missouri. All right?
All righty.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate you checking in. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Cheney, he gets quite a thrill if when you pop his cork, you shout, oil spill! We need more sex in the White House! More sex in the White House! More sex in the White House! Let's keep them on their knees! We need more sex in the White House! More sex in the White House!
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. With John Roberts starting as Chief Justice this week, many folks are worried the Supreme Court might restrict reproductive rights. But you may not realize the extent to which lawmakers and bureaucrats across the country have already restricted women's right to choose. This month, Mother Jones Magazine reports that 48 state bills restricting abortion rights were signed into law in 2005. 29 state anti-abortion bills were enacted in 2004. 20 states have considered laws permitting pharmacists to refuse birth control to women. And the FDA has still not approved the morning after pill for over-the-counter use. So, while we should be concerned about the Supreme Court's choices, we should also remember that the battle for reproductive rights is fought every day in Washington, D.C. and our home states. Read more about it in the current issue of Mother Jones Magazine. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-338-2218 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1238. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1238. 1-800-322-1238.
And the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
22 past the hour. Back to the phone calls. Leah is calling from Florida. Leah, welcome to the program.
Howdy.
Hey.
I really like that song.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, here, let's listen some more.
I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you.
I guess that's all we got.
Yeah, I've got a copy of it, so that's okay.
All right.
I called about the sequencing of the Spanish flu.
Yes.
I've never heard of anything so stupid in my life. I knew that, you know, Fort Detrick is there, of course, and
right.
I knew that the government was doing stuff with biological research, supposedly, for vaccines is what they always say, but I always figured it was for warfare. Mm-hmm. However, with this Spanish flu, the first thing I thought of, unfortunately, was something very trite, but it was Jurassic Park.
Oh, sure.
It's unleashing something into the world that doesn't belong here anymore.
Right, right. That there's nothing, what's the word I'm looking for? Nothing that I would be ashamed of looking to literature, fiction, for something that might correspond with what's going on in reality. Sure, Jurassic Park. Why not?
Yeah, and you said the Escape from New York, and I thought of the movie The Siege with Denzel Washington. That,
right,
you know,
right.
Yeah, where the military takes over, which is what Bush wants to do anyway. I don't know. I don't like the whole scenario. People who are afraid of the tinfoil hat stuff, I'm not afraid of it at all. I was at first, and after 4 years of all this, or more than 4 years now of this baloney, I believe that, I believe anything. We're torturing people in Gitmo. That means maybe they're going to try the Spanish flu on them. Who knows?
Well, you know, this is the thing. Neither you nor I are so naive as to not understand that over the past 50 years, the United States governments have actively overthrown foreign governments. We have actively murdered people. We have done some really hellacious bad things. But here we are in the year 2005, and as you just pointed out, we torture people. We sexually humiliate people. We mutilate people. We do the bad things that you and I learned about growing up, that the Nazis did to their victims, that the communists did to their victims, that the fascists in South America did to their victims, and here we are. So, for people to say, oh, watch out for the tinfoil hat stuff or the conspiracy theory stuff, what the hell are they talking about? Here we are. This stuff is real. Oh, and by the way, do you have any idea where the term tinfoil hat came from? Because I don't, Leah.
No, I don't. The only thing I can think of is the Tin Man.
Well, maybe a tinfoil hat allows you to protect yourself against evil thoughts bouncing in from Tralfamador or something, and you put on a tinfoil hat to deflect these, you know. But I just wonder if somebody out there can email and tell me, where did that expression come from, put on your tinfoil hat? I'm kind of curious.
And tularemia, by the way. Don't be too afraid of it. I had a pet rabbit as a kid. It got rabbit fever, which is tularemia.
Right.
We nursed it through it. It was a wild rabbit. Mm-hmm. It was a baby, and my dad had found it, so we nursed it through it. It lived, and we let it go. None of us got it, so I'm not afraid of that.
Maybe no big deal, huh?
Not for us. Maybe we were all immune to it. I don't know.
We live in strange times, don't we, Leah?
Pretty crazy. I'm either afraid or I'm furious all day long.
Thanks for checking in, Leah.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
All right, I appreciate your call. This is a very good time, maybe, if you're an adult, to, once in a while smoke a joint, right? Of course, if I remember how that works, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know, depending on your state of... Well, it was Andrew Weil talked about set and setting when one experiments with psychotropic drugs or psychoactive drugs or so-called gateway or enlightening drugs, not gateway in the sense that the Drug Enforcement Agency talks about it, but as Dr. Andrew Weil said, you know, set and setting, what your mindset is, you know, what do you expect when you do peyote or when you do smoke a joint? What is your mindset and what is the setting? You know, are you sitting in traffic, or are you off on a camping trip? So it probably would not be a good idea, now that I think about it, to do any sort of psychoactive drug in times like these. Because, you know, if you did, you'd probably reach for the doorknob to leave the room, and it would turn into a fountain of blood or something. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. Andrew Weil's book was The Natural Mind. Of course, you knew that.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, everything's brighter. The room feels more elegant.
That's Philips Halogena at work. Halogena's bright white light lets you focus light for dramatic effects. And because it's dimmable, it's perfect for decorative light fixtures. See what's possible in your home with Philips Halogena. Philips, sense and simplicity. Look for all the Philips Halogena products at the Home Depot.
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800 because life doesn't rewind. Action. The Anti-Drug.
Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take. EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection EsterC and EsterE everywhere vitamins are sold.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491. That's 800-661-0491.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations, not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Life's too short to listen to right-wing radio. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Well, I certainly got enough responses on the tinfoil hat thing. Dear God, thank you, everybody. The two I like, all your responses are good. Wikipedia apparently is the best place to go to find out about the tinfoil hat definition, but June wrote in and said the term was coined because when people come to the ER with a complaint of hearing voices or receiving radio messages in their heads, the staff would line the patient's hat with foil, which usually cured the problem. This from an old, tired ER nurse. Thanks, June. And from well, I don't know. It's from the front line. I can never read what you folks use as your identifiers. But anyway, this person wrote, the tin foil hat story has always been told to me in an urban legend style of tale. The idea is that certain people, mainly meth heads, believe the government is monitoring our thoughts, and if they wear foil on their heads, satellites won't be able to read their minds. As a former A&D counselor, alcohol and drug counselor, and detox assistant, I actually heard of this behavior from clients. All right, well thanks everybody for... I kind of thought that's what it was, to deflect the signals coming from deep space that would make people do weird things. God. And also from the movie Signs, one of the family members, Brian, writes in, makes a tinfoil hat to keep the aliens who've been making the crop circles outside. Oh, my God.
This is a very old expression. I mean, in terms of years ago. This is not something that
right. Has
come up recently. You do know that, right?
Yeah, I do.
You're acting a little bit like in wonder of the phrase.
I am. I'm just it's suddenly.
Like you've never heard it before.
I'm starting
to get a little scared, honey. That's all. Because there is this new test for Alzheimer's that I saw actually on the nightly news tonight, and I'm wondering if we should hook that little hat up to you. It's a special hat too.
Okay. Let's go back to the phone calls. Parvis is calling from Larchmont, New York. Hey, Parvis, welcome to the program. Oh, all right. Talk about tinfoil hats. Sorry about that, Parvis. It does happen. Air America Radio Network, being the crack organization it is, will eventually get that problem corrected, but not tonight. Our good friend Ben Birch from WhiteRoseSociety.org is calling in. Hey, Ben, welcome to the program.
Hey there, Mike.
Listen, as long as we have you here, how's the fundraising going?
We're at about 37% of our goal at this
point. What? It's been going for weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And, you know, it would only take, you know, one of the limousine liberals deciding to, you know, give up his
some money on you. WhiteRoseSociety.org, if you all haven't contributed and you listen to this program or any of a bunch of programs, you download it to your iPod, whatever, and you listen, this is the guy that puts it out there. He's been doing it for free since God was a teenager. Please go to WhiteRoseSociety.org and make a little contribution. You don't have to make a lot. If we got 1,000 people to chip in $10, you'd be home free, right?
Absolutely.
Well, that's all it takes. Surely we have 1,000 people that listen to this program. All right. At least we have 100 people who listen to this program who can contribute $100 each, or 1,000 who will contribute 10. But that's not why you called in.
No. You know, back in the 60s, I was sort of a precocious kid. And in 1968, I read a book by Paul Ehrlich called The Population Bomb. The
Population Bomb, right.
And
boy, was he wrong, huh?
Actually, no.
Well, but he predicted that by now we would all be eating each other because there would be billions of us on the planet.
Well, yeah, but his time scale is a little off. But he predicted, you know, that we would get to a point where we reached epidemic density.
Mm-hmm.
That is, there'd be so many of us packed in so closely in the urban areas, and communication between the urban areas by high-speed transport would be so fast that infected people could move from continent to continent before the incubation time for a bug passed.
Well, that has certainly happened, obviously.
And that has certainly happened. The very first we ever saw that was like that was HIV. Now, HIV has a fairly long incubation period. But really, it's not a sexually transmitted disease. It's a disease transmitted by jet fuel.
That's a good point, Ben.
But the thing that bothers me most, so eventually we are going to have some disease somewhere that is going to be like the H5N1, bird flu, or like the Spanish flu of 1915. But there are two things to bear in mind. Thing number one is there is a drug. It is called Tamiflu, and it
right.
was developed by Donald Rumsfeld's company.
Oh yeah, Hoffman LaRoche? No.
I believe that was it. I'm not sure. I don't have it in front of me, but it was the company he was chairman of before he left to become defense secretary.
Okay.
And interestingly enough, about the beginning of last year, all the rich people in this country bought up all of the available Tamiflu. There is now none left for anybody else.
Damn them.
I find that to be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, you know, I'm familiar with lab procedures. I know what a heavy containment lab looks like and how it works. And I know that someday all fail-safes fail. And if you've got a bug like the 1915 influenza, assuming that they really did manage to make an exact copy of it, which I have my sincere doubts about.
Well, that's what the one emailer who wrote to me tonight said. It may look the same, but you can have a difference in one of many different proteins within that virus. Different enough that these immunities that allegedly a certain amount of the population has left over from 1918 just don't work.
Precisely.
Right.
Assuming they've made an exact copy of it, you know, statistically, eventually, something's going to leak out of there, and that is just unwise in the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that as a society, once we manage to kick the neocons out, we need to really consider whether or not we want to have any military biological research, because it's a complete sham. It is weapons research.
Well, I thought this was prohibited. I thought that one of the people who wrote the program tonight said it was one of the determinations made by the Nuremberg trials. It was my understanding, my memory may be faulty, as Kathy said, I may be a candidate for Alzheimer's here at some point, but it was my understanding that during the Nixon years, a public declaration was made by the government of the United States that we were no longer in that business.
Yeah, except we are still in the business of defensive research.
Oh, so that's the crack that we slipped through.
That's right. So defensively, we are researching the bugs that other people might be researching to use on us.
Of
course, if we're going to research how they would use them on us, we have to research how they might be weaponized.
Sure.
So every single thing is done for weapons research on these bugs, except actually making the warheads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that a crash program could have those tooled out in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. So your sense is that the people who have gotten their hands on Tamiflu will be relatively safe. The rest of us. Now I just read something. One of our listeners sent me something that said if you just get a standard flu shot this year, whenever that has a certain prophylactic effect where it concerns this so-called avian flu, that it does give you some sort of protection. Do you know anything about that?
It might motivate your immune system to produce certain lipids that would help you. Yeah, I wouldn't depend on that any more than I would depend on a cheesecloth bulletproof vest.
Yeah. Oh God. Well, you're not being very encouraging. Oh, anyway, thanks for checking in, Ben, and I hope the contributions to WhiteRoseSociety.org will pick up here. How much are you trying to raise?
$10,000 this time.
That's all?
That's all.
Oh, my God. All right.
I pay myself a really minuscule salary. We're just trying to survive here.
I just wish that I had 1,000 listeners who would contribute $10. We'll see what happens. Thanks, Ben. Take care, okay?
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done!
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait!
Wow! The walls look brighter! The furniture looks fabulous! The colors are more vibrant!
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced Protection. Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Picture this. You're on the phone with a client, prospect, or coworker trying to explain something visual. A document, a spreadsheet, or PowerPoint. But it's frustrating because they just can't see what you're talking about. Good news, now they can. Just invite them to an online meeting using GoToMeeting. Here's how it works. Set up a meeting in advance or on the fly. Whoever you need to meet with simply logs on to GoToMeeting.com with a meeting ID and bam, they now see your computer desktop on their computer screen. So you can show them what you're talking about. It's simply the best and most affordable way to run a conference call. It's just like meeting in person. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions, and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up, and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life. 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
About 9 before the hour. Don't forget, Paul Rykoff and Anthony LaPay will be guest hosting for me tomorrow night and Friday night. We're both from Operation Truth. Thanks to our crew in New York City tonight, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac, and Dee Neal, who answered your calls, our new executive associate producer. Sorry, Kathy, I didn't mean to demote you there.
That's okay. We're going to get to that hat real soon.
Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and Dee Neal. Thanks, folks, for your invaluable assistance. Also, our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota, our Ben Birch, you just heard him, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Send $10, will you? Okay. Mark Marshall, our webmaster at MikeMalloy.com, and Jim in Arkansas, our most astute and appreciated music bureau chief. Let us continue here. The night grows old. Michael is calling from the Bronx. Been holding on for over 2 hours, I think. Michael, you're a very patient man. Thanks for that patience.
Oh, it's no problem. Thanks for taking my call.
Is your ear sweaty?
I'm sorry?
Is your ear all sweaty now?
No, not quite. In fact, I felt like I was going to conk out. I was munching on pretzels just to stay awake. At least, unlike Bush, I'm smart not to choke on one.
I hear you.
Yeah, about, what's her name, Harriet Myers?
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is with her is that a lot of people were saying that they were hoping for Bush to nominate somebody like Sandra Day O'Connor, a woman in a swing vote.
Right.
People got to be careful what they wish for, because if Harriet Myers turns out to be like a Sandra Day O'Connor.
Uh-huh.
You got to remember that even though Miss O'Connor was a swing vote and then she respected women's rights and then ruled correctly in some ways, the thing is, let's not forget that she was one of those people that put Bush in office in 2000.
That's a good point.
I'm sorry?
That's a good point.
Yeah, so the way I see it is that if Harriet Myers was to operate the same way, she'll stick with the law and the Constitution up to a certain point. Then when it comes to issues with Bush and his cronies, it's the hell with the law, the hell with the Constitution, and remember who's your daddy.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that.
You know? And one quick joke before I go and turn in.
All right, is it can be told on public radio?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Of course. I always keep my jokes clean.
Okay,
I just
Michael.
Scrubbed them this morning.
Okay, Michael, go ahead.
All right. You know what Bush's idea of a chili dog is?
Oh, God. Bush's idea of a chili dog?
Of chili dogs.
No.
Serving frankfurters smothered in a knife.
Oh, a chili dog.
Chili dogs.
Frankfurters smothered in ice.
That stupid idiot. And as far as Dick Cheney's stupid comment,
yeah,
it's no wonder why we got a vice president who acts like his first name.
I got it.
And I leave it at that.
All right, thanks, Michael. Thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. Okay, Frankfurter, what was that? A chili dog, Frankfurter? There was some talk today that...
Kathy, my name is Kathy.
There was some talk today that, I don't know, just internet chatter, that when Bush was talking about the avian flu at his press briefing, he really was referring to the water he drinks, the avian water that he drinks. He's afraid to something like, I don't know. Is he to give a speech tomorrow night, Kathy? Is it tomorrow night, Thursday night?
Are we near a toilet?
Is it tomorrow night?
Yeah, actually, I think he is giving a speech tomorrow, probably to deflect the fact that massive indictments are going to be handed out in the Valerie Plame investigation.
All right. Karen is calling from Santa Fe. Karen also has been holding on just forever. Karen, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Well, sir. Hey, I stumbled onto this. The government's involvement with this Spanish pandemic way before 9/11. And I used to work at an inn here in Santa Fe where a lot of scientists from Los Alamos would come.
What was it?
It was at a bed and breakfast at an inn.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I was serving muffins and coffee, you know, and I'd say, oh, what are you working on, you know?
Right.
And so there's this one young guy from somewhere, some university in the Midwest, I can't remember where, and it was way before... I know it was before August of 2001, so, uh-huh. You know, well before 9/11. And he said he's a biotherapist, and he had a contract with Los Alamos, and they wanted him to devise a computer model that would show how the pandemic plague would likely spread. And he said that the government believes that the Spanish flu is cyclical and that it's about to return.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately when I heard that, I said, well, don't you worry that, you know, they might use your research for, you know, to weaponize something?
Right.
And No. And so anyway, so I just kind of filed that away in my mind, and I thought, well, that's kind of creepy. A couple years later, there was an article in the Santa Fe New Mexican that said that the scientists at Los Alamos had exhumed a body and that they had, you know, hooray, they had reactivated the Spanish flu.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, geez, you know, this isn't good. And then a little while later, I was looking on the Internet, and I saw that it was that at a lab in Oregon, they had infected a monkey with it.
Right.
So here they took a totally extinct virus, they dug it up, they reactivated it, they put it in a monkey. So,
well, that's ample reason for those of us who still have a brain to be a little bit concerned. I know certainly I am. Karen, there's the music. I have to leave it there. Thanks for... Yeah, I'm sorry. Thanks for checking in. I'll tell you what, next time you're listening, I'll get to you earlier. I swear I will. Y'all have a great weekend. Be kind to Paul and Anthony tomorrow night. I'll see you Monday. Same time, same station. All right? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3